And finally, our gene of the month is Superman. This time, the name comes from the world of plant genetics, as the gene was first discovered in Arabidopsis, a type of cress that's often used as a model plant. Flowers from plants with a faulty version of Superman have extra male parts, the pollen-producing stamens, and fewer carpels, the female seed-producing bits. Superman is switched on very early in flower development, and it plays an important part in distinguishing these different organs. In 2002, there was an interesting plot twist when researchers in the US discovered a gene that could switch off Superman in plant cells. What else could they name it but kryptonite? And finally, there's one more related gene, a weaker version of Superman, dubbed, of course, Clark Kent. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month finding out about a different type of bug. We'll be looking at the genetics of bacteria. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page. That's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.